Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting month coming up for the Vegas Raiders.
I mean, okay, we'll go lightning round. I mean, the most encouraging thing I would see is a lot of confidence that John Gruden has shown in Derek Carr. You know, even after he makes a mistake in Kansas City, they come back and they play their game. And also, you know, when you see what Henry Ruggs can mean. I mean, I looked the other day, he's averaging 29 yards a catch. And, you know, that helps Derek Carr be significantly more efficient. He's the most accurate he's ever been. You know, I picked the Raiders for the playoffs at the beginning of the year. Obviously, I'm happy that I did that. In my opinion, this is absolutely, definitely a playoff team. It's the second best team in that division, and who knows what happens the rest of this way. But I really like what I see out of the Raiders.
Peter, can the Cowboys overcome the devastating injury to Dak Prescott? Is this Andy Dalton's curtain call?
I mean, look, the Dallas Cowboys are surrendering 36 points a game. I mean, that has nothing to do with Dak Prescott. It's not, everybody is looking hard right now at Andy Dalton, okay? And I appreciate that. But Andy Dalton's not the guy who's giving up 4.7 yards a carry. He's not the guy who's playing in the secondary that's allowed 12 touchdowns and gotten one interception and given up a passer rating of 108. Andy Dalton is going to do just fine, but he can't score 40 points a game every game. You know, the crazy, crazy thing is, the Dallas Cowboys won their two games by scoring 40 and 37 points, and they only won by 1 and 3 points, respectively. And so, you know, Andy Dalton's going to do just fine. They'll score. That's not the issue. You will find out that the issue is going to be the defense, and they're the best team in one of the worst divisions ever. So what does that mean? I don't know.
There's a story out of The Athletic today that the NFL is now seriously considering playoff games in bubbles after the wild card round. Are those talks in fact serious, or are they just right now exploratory?
I don't know that, Ray. I saw that earlier today, but I just don't know. What I do know is that Roger Goodell is considering everything. I believe he knows exactly what he wants to do, but he's just not telling anybody. He's not even telling his kitchen cabinet, you know, the people who are closest to him. But, you know, they're going to be ready. I wrote this week in my column that, you know, this they changed 8 games on Sunday, and everybody said, whoa, look at this. They changed those games. They were in position to change those games on Friday, but they told all the teams involved, listen, we may not have to do any of these. This is only if we have to move, you know, 2 games on Sunday. And then, of course, with the, you know, with the further, you know, positive tests, they ended up having to move all those games. So they moved them on Sunday, but they set everything into place on Friday. I'm sure that Roger Goodell has a plan in place for an extra week, like a week 18, and also week 19. He's got a plan in place for changing the order of the weeks as they are currently scheduled, because that would impact, because they want to try to play every division game this year. That's the most important thing to them. And if they don't, and if they have a choice, they're going to err on the side of playing all the division games. But I can tell you this, Ray, they absolutely will consider playing these games and playing the games, or if they have to miss any games, they'll absolutely consider playing some teams playing 14 or 15 games, because they feel like if the games that are going to be missed are not vitally important, they're just going to let them bite the dust.
You know what they say, Peter, it's always a good NFL game when it's played on Tuesday night, and two undefeated teams. It feels a little weird because we haven't seen Tennessee in a month and a half, but which of these teams, if you had to pick one, do you think is the more legitimate, serious contender this season?
Buffalo, and in part because, look, the Tennessee Titans have not had a regular football practice in 18 days. They haven't had a regular football practice since, 2 weeks ago last Friday, when they had their last practice of the week before they went and played the Minnesota Vikings. The Buffalo Bills have been practicing absolutely as normal as they always would. Plus, you add to that the fact that Tennessee is going to have some very important offensive weapons, and we don't know exactly what their lineup situation is going to be yet. But so they have issues. And I know you're asking the question about the season, okay? But the reason I said it in that way is pretty simple, that the Titans have to play their last 13 games without a bye. They have to play next week's game on a very short week on Sunday against Houston after playing on Tuesday. So, there's not a lot of room for error of a team that is has got some holes right now anyway, some COVID-related holes. So I think Buffalo is in a much better position, especially with a later bye, which teams love. So I just think Buffalo is in a better position. They're similar teams, but I think Buffalo is in a better position and they're slightly more explosive offensively.
The Saints have a bye this week, but they've already started talks with LSU to move their home games from New Orleans, where COVID is, either beginning its second wave or having a refreshed first wave, about playing at Baton Rouge. Is this coming with the league's approval? Is the league just getting out of the way, or is there some reluctance at league level to start pulling games out of home stadiums into, alternate sites?
To be honest, I'm not sure that the league really cares. If there are no fans or very, very few fans going to the game anyway, I don't think it's a big deal for the league where the Saints play. Now, obviously, as Adam Schefter reported, there is some dissatisfaction inside the Saints that you can't have any sort of you can't have enough fans there to make any sort of home field advantage. If you go to LSU, you have the ability to have some fans there, maybe make some noise, whatever. That plus the fact that, you'd be playing outside. I believe you'd be playing on grass. But again, I think this is not anything that the NFL is probably going to Bigfoot or try to stop, because, we're not talking about something that actually makes money for either the Saints or the NFL. I don't think, and again, I might be wrong about that, but I tried to figure out today when I heard this, not only where is it coming from, but who would be angry about this? And I'm sure that the city of New Orleans would be angry about it, because they want the Saints to play their games in the city, whether there are people there or not. But I just don't think it's something that rises to the level of the league stepping in.
Final question here, Peter. Justin Herbert nearly overcame Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees. Can he overcome his own teammates?
I mean, as bad as the 49ers are injured right now, if you consider all the people who all the people right now who are messed up on that team. You know, they've got five defensive starters gone. You know, Bosa only plays halftime now. You've got you not only have five defensive starters gone, but you've got the guy who leads the offensive line, who's the, you know, the marshal of that team. You've got so many injuries and so many big people missing in this game for this team that, in my opinion, I think they were fortunate last night to take New Orleans to overtime. And
Historically, if everyone's healthy, they still miss that kick because it was a big kick in a football game. It's just kind of who
you're
the Chargers
right about
are.
That, but historically, do you think that they would be in the position that they were if they got Pouncey and they missed their left tackle last night too. And, you know, if Bosa's only playing a third of the snaps and if they're missing Derwin James, one of the best safeties in football. So, I mean, look, everybody has injuries. All I'm saying is that, yeah, they, you know, the kicker missed an extra point early and he stoinked one off the upright. But the bottom line in this is, you know, I understand that everybody is really ticked off about this, that, or the other thing with the Chargers and mad at Anthony Lynn. You shouldn't be 1-4. I mean, let's look at the circumstances they're in right now and then tell me how, like, you know, the second half of that, last week they don't have Mike Williams, and for three quarters last night they don't have Keenan Allen. They don't have far and away their best running back. So I it's hard for me to get too fired up, but they really have found a guy, in my opinion anyway, they found a guy who's been absolutely terrific at quarterback, and he should have solved their long-term problem there.
Well, Peter, it's always great to talk to you. Going back to the story that you related, it really feels like this is the week where the 49ers got to figure out which of these girls can lay down a bunt. Thank you so much.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you're right about that.
Great to
talk
to you.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.